Dr. Mikhail Malakoff and his traveling companions were expected to set off from Homer Wednesday, intending to cross Cook Inlet, traverse the Pyle Bay Road, make stops in villages as they cross Iliamna Lake, then down the Quijack River to Naknek. They hope to wind up their trip in about 2 weeks with a visit to Brooks Camp and Katmai National Park. Malakoff has carved out quite a reputation over decades of polar travel, study in the medical field, and even as a member of Russia's parliament. In 1992, he and Canadian Richard Weber made the first attempt at reaching the North Pole unassisted and under human power, starting from the Ward Hunt ice shelf in Canada. 24 miles short of their goal, the pair turned back, ran out of ice, and had to be picked up. 3 years later, they made a second attempt and reached the pole in 81 days. With their return trip, the two set a record for the longest unsupported polar journey. This will be Dr. Malakoff's fifth trip in Alaska. Previous explorations have included the Yukon, Kuskokwim, and Nushagak Rivers and the Aleutian Islands. The purpose of this trip and some of the others is to retrace some of the routes used by early Russian explorers in Alaska. It's said that he and his companions prefer traveling the hard way to better appreciate the conditions his forebears endured during the late 1700s and early 1800s. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.